I did not realize how much venom you could have for a movie until you rewatch it over after so many years. You realize that that was one of Kevin Hart's first movies, Soul Plane?
Yeah, that was one of the first ones, man.
You realize that came out in 2004?
Damn, I thought it was older than that, okay.
Movie came out in 2004. It's been almost 10 years since that movie's been out and Kevin Hart in film.
It's been over 10 years.
Over fucking 10 years. And this nigga has not grown as an actor at all. He plays the same goddamn character in every fucking film. Oh my god. I don't want to hear no more fucking passes for this nigga no more from people.
Why not, man? That guy's hilarious.
Oh, according to commercials, the funniest man in the world right now. It's like, ugh.
That is hilarious, man. He cut from his people so well, especially the entire cast of Soul Plane. I mean...
I've never seen...
I ain't gonna talk much about that, man.
I never had to watch... Some bull, and mind you, I had watched that after drinking. That movie sobered me up.
Jesus.
That movie sobered me the fuck up. People up in San Diego, obviously, I had to watch Throw a Soul Plane for Throwback Tuesday. And check this out, I went out with my friends, we was late out drinking. I came back, and I wanted to text so many fucking people over there. I was like, it's late though. I was like, Jesus fucking, the shit I was watching, I did not remember any of that shit that I had to watch. But late night on my tablet, on my friend's couch or whatever and shit, just watching, just like, I was having an aneurysm attack.
Oh, shit.
I was, my heart was fucking beating faster than what it was. I was shaking and shit. It was getting hot in the room for some reason. I think I was having a hot flash or something like that. It was killing me in the inside. I've never seen some bullshit like that fucking movie.
Man, had Black History Month, P1.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. I was like, damn, this movie is worse than what I remember. That was worse. You know, part of you in the past just going like, eh, maybe it's not that as bad as I thought it was.
Oh, really? There's a part of you saying that, people really...
Man, I was trying to have some hope in this shit because I had a bad fucking movie 5 minutes into the shit. 5 minutes into that shit, I said, I'm done. I can't take no more. This nigga Kevin Hart's on a fucking plane acting like a goddamn coon and shit.
Everybody in the goddamn...
Oh no! But I'm talking about before they even create the Soul Plane or whatever. Before that shit was even created, it was when Kevin Hart got the money to create Soul Plane or whatever. This nigga's got his headphones on, making rap noises. I was like, somebody get this nigga out of here, please. Just put a bullet in that nigga head right now. The best thing I could wish for is that plane would have fucking crashed into a mountain and killed all them niggas on there. Take that fat bitch Monique with you too, cause that shit.
Man, I remember when I first saw that movie, it was a few years ago. You know, I was just curious about shit.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Just like, man, this is one of those things you just gotta watch. See how bad this is. Oh. Man, like you, it was late at night when I saw it.
Yeah.
And after I watched it, I was like, what?
Man.
I had to go outside and just go for a jog.
Yeah, that's what I had to do.
I got to run up, lost some steam. I was just like, fuck this.
I wanna count that I had a total of 14 drinks last night.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was funny because when I got home, I was just like, I'm still ready to go. I still got more because, you know, everybody knows I don't really get drunk or whatever. I said, I'm still ready to go. I'm still having a good time. It's a shame shit closed or whatever. Hey, we got drinks at the house. Fuck it. Let's drink still. I watched that movie. I ain't never felt so sober in my life and calm to relax. When I watched that, I was like, Jesus Christ, man, whatever excitement I just had in me, this movie just sucked it out.
Oh, shit. That's a new tool people need to implement. Have Soul Plane. Your dashboard.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you ever get a hangover, if you get a hangover feeling drunk, watch Soul Plane. It'll knock right the fuck out of you.
There you go. Perfect.
I ain't never seen no bullshit like that. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Funny, people keep asking me, it's like, was that your first time? It's like, nah, I ain't seen it since 2004, and I didn't know if this, I knew it was bad, but fuck, I didn't know it was this goddamn bad shit. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, that movie is fucking the epitome of my black ball shit. Seriously, people, I just want to make this announcement again, even though I've already said it on Throwback Tuesday, I said it 3 years ago, but I'm making this, I have denounced every black part of me. I don't want nothing to do with you niggas. I swear, I want nothing to do. Nothing to fucking do. You could release that movie in 2015 and be like, yeah, that's still, Kevin Hart has not evolved since this movie. Not fucking evolved, not once. This is the same nigga.
Man, each week P1 progression. Oh, if from multiple forms of entertainment, progression.
Oh yeah, you know, first we got, you know, we were talking about Green Lantern comics, you know, with the
yo, babe, why you don't never save none of us? You know what I'm saying? What, you racist Hal Jordan shit, you know?
And then, you know, a Lantern Corps obligated to give this nigga a ring now. He didn't earn it, he just didn't earn it, just fucking obligated to give it to him. We got music with the great OG Macko.
Mm-hmm.
And inspirations from him now.
Inspiration, yeah.
And got movies like Soul Plane and.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man, what is next, P1? What is next?
What other media do they need to hit? I guess. Oh, I'm about to say, well, it's TV, but we got that with Blackish.
Yeah.
That Fresh Off the Boat started.
Oh, that's right.
I saw the trailer for that and was like, my God.
Even other cultures, man, they're not exempt.
You know what's bad when Blackish and Fresh Off the Boat is doing better than Agent Carter and Flash and everything else?
That shows where America is at right now.
People's checking those out of fucking curiosity.
Yeah.
But people, welcome to Movie Spoilers episode 149, one of the worst weeks in Movie Spoilers history.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
At least for Phenomenal. I mean, it just continues. It doesn't stop.
What's with this year, man? As far as entertainment goes, what the fuck?
Man, this is I'm people. I'm your spoiling host of Phenomenal One.
I am Cody.
Man, Jesus Christ! I thought it was gonna get better. It just fucking continued. I just told you I've seen 5 bad movies back to back.
Right.
Back to fucking back, man. And then you know, obviously because we did Juice, like we getting some hip hop questions. People sending me all kind of hip hop shit on Facebook. I'm just looking at it, just like, y'all don't stop sending me this fucking bullshit
do,
right now.
Do they not know that you like detach yourself from hip hop almost entirely?
Thank you.
It's like strictly electronic nowadays.
Yeah, or new wave.
Yeah, new wave, retro wave, all that good shit.
Motherfucker sent me some J. Cole shit.
Oh, what?
What am I supposed to do with that shit? What am I supposed to do with that, huh?
Might as well send me country music.
Yeah. And he's just like, and then someone tell me like, all music is bad. Like, no, not all, just hip hop. Let's not put all in that genre. It's like, what about pop? I was like, pop has always been that way. Pop has not changed at all. So,
right.
I don't fault pop at all. That's always been what it is.
I mean, at this point, I think I'd rather listen to the gospel.
Yeah. Where Kirk Franklin at?
Yeah, exactly.
I seen one of his videos a long time ago. Man, that shit was this nigga clapping and just looking up in the sky and shit the whole time. It's just like, damn, this nigga's trying to be inspirational, huh?
Yeah, like, wait, where is his production credit? What exactly does he do in the fucking streamer?
J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and someone sent me some Eminem. So I was like, I don't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah, oh God, Eminem, Jesus, what year is this?
I was like, I was one of those that never liked Eminem, so you definitely talking to the wrong motherfucker or whatever and shit. So shit. And no, people, it has nothing to do with him being white. Shit. No, people was like, oh, you don't like white rappers. I like Mark Wahlberg, that's not true. That song was a classic. Like Vanilla Ice.
Go get you.
I remember when we talked about that for Darkness History Month. We did, and Vanilla Ice was watching that video. It's like, damn, that nigga is trying to keep up hard with them black people dance.
Yo, word to your mother.
Hey, anybody that can do a Ninja Turtle soundtrack, I'm all for them.
Yes,
I respect
indeed.
That dude a hell of a lot.
Hey, Wayne loves him.
Wayne loves that shit. Yeah. I remember I told him about that. I was like, I'm rewatching this shit, Wayne, and I don't get what you're. He's just like, he said, no, not the second one. I said,
oh. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, but we can talk about that Fantastic Four dominating box, trailer records. Hey, Cody, you won. You won the debate.
You won the debate. I didn't win a fucking thing.
Wayne kept telling you, hey.
Wayne
kept telling you, hey. Yeah, but Fantastic Four can't beat that box office. Shit. Look like it's about to do more than that because all the trailers that's been released, there has been three.
Yeah.
Three. And it started with Avengers, Star Wars, which those two are most likely known that that was going to do something like that. But the third one, who would have ever thought it would have been Fantastic Four?
Well, it wasn't even fucking Jurassic World. Fantastic Four.
It wasn't not even Jurassic. Fuck Jurassic World. That's why Batman v Superman didn't come out this week. I'm scared, Fantastic Four.
Okay, how you truly competing? Oh.
People are like, damn, you still on that show? I did my research on why I didn't get shown. That's my damn research. You promised me something, but you didn't deliver. I'm pissed now. So I had to do research, and I realized, Fantastic, that's right. Okay, I get you.
God damn it, man.
I fucking get you. Well, it wasn't, what all the movies that came out? It wasn't Godzilla, it wasn't X-Men Days of Future Past, it wasn't some other big shit that came out. It wasn't Interstellar, it wasn't The Hobbit, it wasn't Hunger Games. It was goddamn Fantastic Four.
Goddamn America.
I bet most of that is from curiosity, though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but still, though.
Fuck. But you know what? No, because to break a record, you know, even for movies and shit like that, you'd have to that'd have to be repeat business.
Yeah, but like, where did this shit come from? Like, who all of a sudden started giving a shit about Fantastic Four? Uh-oh, gotta watch this.
It was that, you know what it was? It was after Darkness versus Not Worth the King. That's when it went. your debate was that strong, my friend. Your debate.
What the fuck have I done?
Your debate, your logic, man, was that great. That's what it was, Cody. You inspired millions now. You see this?
Oh, boy.
Let me take you to Fox and be like, hey, Fox, he's the reason why this happened. And I'll just step backwards and leave. And be like, there you go. You'd be praising this man or whatever, and you see motherfuckers rolling their fist up, be like, oh, so you the motherfucker.
Exactly.
You the motherfucker.
Like the Warriors.
You see me put a mask on and be threatening you too, or whatever. She'd be like, P1, is that you? No, nigga, don't say my name. I'm T1. T1, nigga. Shit. But a lot of movie news. A lot of movie stuff coming out. Mainly fall back from the horrible week we had. People still talking about that Ghostbusters shit.
They're still talking about that?
But you know what they're talking about nowadays is, the reason why you guys don't like it is because it just got a woman cast attached to it.
No. Bullshit.
I don't know where, because I've heard that on three other podcasts, and some people even brought it up to me, and I want to go ahead and say, what the fuck that got to do with anything?
No. In fact, me and CJ were talking about this on the Darkness a few weeks ago. And he brought up a point and said, like, you know, man, these women ain't even hot. I'm like, I wanted to say, I should have said this in the podcast. Like, I don't think that's not the point of Ghostbusters, is fucking being attractive or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's about just being a cast of funny people that works well together. Granted, we haven't seen the movie yet. Maybe they will work well together. I don't know. I'm just saying the production team behind it. That is my biggest fear.
The thing is, I don't think any of them is funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Chris Wig have her moments.
Yeah, he used to have moments.
Else, I like, no, next to nothing while Melissa McCarthy, we see her.
I think Kristen Wiig has the most out of all of them. I've seen her in the Skeletal Twins with Bill Hader. She's good at, that was a dramatic film, but I think she's just a good actress in general or whatever. Everybody else, though, everybody keeps telling me, but SNL, and I was like, I fucking hate SNL.
I haven't watched SNL in I don't know how many years.
SNL is not fucking funny. Number one. Number two, that's a fucking skit.
And my thing is, dude, what is the need for a reboot? Why can't it just have it take place in the same universe just years later? I don't see what the big problem with that is.
Do you think that because it'll be a reboot, it maybe have a potential of being better just for standing out on its own and not having to do with that, or
no?
Or would it be more forgivable?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. My last problems with that fucking movie is that the cast of women. I don't give a fuck if it's a cast. It's like, I don't know why women coming up with that argument, though. Like, I have not heard one person say, I have not want to see this movie because there's women attached to it.
No, our viewpoint does not come from a misogynistic standpoint.
So. That's coming from me.
Right, yeah, that has nothing to do with the women. It just, production team behind it. I think that's our biggest fear right now.
Production team and the person. I don't think any of them is funny other than Christian. I Melissa McCarthy, fucking horrible. No. Yeah. God, I'm telling you this right now. No.
Yeah, see, I'm only familiar with two of them, so I don't know.
Man, I've seen every fucking Melissa McCarthy film I need to fucking see to tell you that bitch is not fucking funny. I'll tell you this right now. I don't not want to fucking defend that bitch. I have yet to see one fucking movie where I like her.
Yeah, then the whole point of this whole female thing, like, I'm great. We should have more female-led films. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But why do we need to reboot it off of old properties? Why can't we just come up with something new?
Or, like you said, just continue it.
Yeah. I don't get that.
And then, you know, I don't know if that's true or not, but that script that Amethyst Chaos sent us, that one-page script,
I don't think it's true.
And, man, if them lines even come close, though, and I can't wait for this movie to come out so me and Cody can go see it together. That way, if those lines do come, I can look over and be like, remember what you said now? Because if them are the lines, then you can go to hell.
Right.
Because them lines I was reading, y'all, those were some fucking horrible-ass lines. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not going to go say it is true. I'm not going to say it's not. But from that guy's track record, I've seen him write lines like that before. So, with Bridesmaids and shit.
Right.
So I wouldn't be shocked, though, if them lines... I'm pretty sure that's not the final draft. So I'm sure it's going to get edited if that is a real script.
Yes.
But I'm sure one of them lines is going to make it in there somewhere.
Gotta love it.
When did Melissa McCarthy become the voice of the women?
She's the voice of... Oh, Jesus.
I'm just saying that because, you know, people defending her out of this fucking movie is just like, oh, it's like, when did she fucking become the defense for women to back behind, though? Like, seriously.
Boy.
like women, seriously, and I ain't saying this, do you really want her to be defending you?
I don't think it's just a women thing. I think it's just sensible people, period. Like you guys watch this shit, and you guys know, any sensible person should know, her form of comedy, man, it's almost tasteless. It is tasteless, actually.
I've said it when I was watching Soul Plane. I said Kevin Hart is the black Melissa McCarthy. He has his form of comedy. She has hers. Hers is she's fat and stumbles down, whatever. His is he's short and date taller women, whatever.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's fucking offensive, man.
I don't care. No, Identity Theft, that's one of the worst fucking movies I've ever watched in my life, dude.
She's doing the same shtick. Fucking people can eat it up. Her movies make money.
Just like Kevin Hart. Just like Kevin Hart. When are we going to hit the point where them two are going to... They've been around for a long-ass time now. When are people going to get tired of their asses?
Oh, man.
Because Z brought up this point that Kevin Hart seems to be getting bigger.
Oh, yeah. Each year. Each movie.
And Tammy seems... Well, not Tammy. Fucking Melissa McCarthy. She seems to be just getting bigger projects. Mm-hmm. So, how come we haven't reached saturation with these two yet? What's going on? Jesus Christ, man. They're fucking that comedy genre up, though.
Yeah, dude. It was, man. We got their Johnny Depp moment where they just reached that point and people were like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this.
Jeez. Oh. And you know Kevin Hart was in that glorious Nick Cannon film, School Dan.
I forgot about that movie.
I forgot about it, too. And then I was like, oh, wait. I saw pieces of that. Oh.
Oh, you did?
Pieces. I didn't watch that whole content. I was gonna watch the whole thing, but I can't take no more of this.
Yeah, I don't think I'm brave enough to soldier through that, man. I don't think I can do it, honestly.
You watch Soul Plane, I think you can do it. Yeah, that's right.
That was years ago.
Oh, damn, so our times is getting weaker then.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the willpower to do that right now.
Well, Cody, do you have the willpower to, I don't know, answer some questions?
I think I can manage that.
How about get into some box office talk?
Yeah, I could definitely do that, man.
What about your segment? Get into your Blu-rays of the week.
Is that even a fucking question?
Oh, my God. Well, then, how about are you willing to get into that trailer talk with, speaking of women, that 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, the Ultimate Housewife movie. The
Ultimate Housewife film, whatever. That movie is gold, man. Classic. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing some women complaining that it ain't hardcore enough.
Not hardcore enough.
I'm like, man, well, damn, shit. You know they got porn for that now, girl. You know that, right?
Well, you got the book right there. You got your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Some women has been coming out, though. I've been reading a lot of comments where some women has been coming out saying it has nothing to do with the sex shit or whatever and stuff. They were talking about that there's actually a real love story in here that they like more than anything.
Okay, well, I guess we'll find out, because I know next to nothing about it other than this is some extreme kinky shit.
So. Same here. I know nothing about it. All I got to say is to you is if that's what you're going to this movie for, women, you can throw that out the drain, because I bet they're going to half-ass that love story pretty bullshit, so.
Probably.
Yeah, so you better go in here for that kinky shit, because,
Yeah, you know how these love stories are nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, I don't see it or whatever, but hey, to each his own, I guess, but, Cody, how about we get into some questions, man? All
right, questions, man. Let's do it.
I got some from that Project Almanac, man.
Okay.
People asking you. People's been asking me this all week, dude. Okay. They saying you excited for this. Hey, Cody, if you thought this review sounded bad, wait till you find out that Tusk is getting a spinoff.
Wait, what?
I know you were excited.
hold on. What?
Tusk is getting a spinoff, Cody.
Say that one more time.
Tusk is getting a spinoff.
Cut this fucking podcast off. Of what?
You know, I read about it when, because after we did this show, someone sent it to me. I read about it, and I can't remember if it's Kevin Smith's daughter or Johnny Depp's daughter. They're working on it.
Oh, for fuck's. It's going to be based off their character?
I think it's based off the. I can't remember at all, personally. It's been a week, people. Forgive me.
They had that lame ass sequence where they were having, like, had a Canadian dialect. I guess
Something that like that. It's in production, too.
What the
So
fuck?
this is definitely getting made, so.
Is Kevin Smith directed this one as well?
I'm not sure, but I know Kevin Smith is working on it as well, but I don't know if he's directing it, so.
God damn, who the fuck asked for a Tusk spinoff?
Nobody liked this film, so I'm trying to tell people what else.
Fuck.
This movie, and I think we failed to mention this, though, when we did our best and worst of, but this movie has made a lot of critics' worst of lists.
Right.
Nobody liked this film. Nobody fucking liked this film. There's not one fucking person.
It's fucking terrible.
If anything, once again, I'm glad this is another movie that Cody had on his list, because it would have made my top 20. Just it wasn't more room for top 10, but the movie was fucking horrible. Like, it made no fucking sense whatsoever.
No, it failed on every single front. Everything.
What number did you have this on? It was number 3, right?
It was my number 3, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Good place.
Yeah, man, this movie's fucking dreadful.
I think it bumped up to number 2 now that you notice.
I think it might have done that, yeah.
Oh, you know what? You might be back at the end of the year with that Tusk spinoff as your number 1.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I had 2 people send me. He's like, hey, Cody's excited about this, huh? I was like, yeah, he probably is, actually. Oh, but, hey, now Cody, like Frank said, I know you excited, man.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck right off.
Oh, you know Cody's movie week now is just getting better.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Would you say that upsets you more than the Fantastic Four?
I think it's about even.
Continue with that bad news, people. Come on, keep bringing it. That got green-lighted pretty quickly, too, by the way.
Like, how?
But I don't know if maybe Kevin Smith putting his own fucking money. I'm sure it's cheap as fuck, just like that first one. But.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck wants a Tusk universe, man? Who asked for this shit?
I've been telling people, man, Kevin Smith is a fucking overrated, man. Dude is a fucking pretentious jackass. I'm telling you.
Damn. I get big and spit off of things that people actually want, like fucking Better Call Saul. That
yeah.
Makes sense to me. That makes perfect sense. But fucking Tusk? Might as well just bring up the anime movie. Fuck it. Just bring it up.
Hey, man. At this point. Hey, man. Would you like to see a, I don't know, Kevin Smith documentary film about all his great work?
No.
Such as Tusk?
No.
Because, hey, I got more news for you then.
You kidding me, right?
I'm not kidding at all. I read about this.
Man, you are breaking my heart right now.
Cody's only first question. I asked you if you was willing to do that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, well, you know, I'm just saying there might be a little short out there about Kevin Smith talking about Tusk and, you know, the production about it. But, you know, hey, you know.
Short? Please someone not release this to the end. Is it just coming to YouTube or some shit like that?
Well, hey, we'll see. We'll see.
God.
We shall see, Cody. That's all I got to say. 2015, off to a good start for Kobe.
Oh, my God.
He's got so much to look forward to this year.
Man, I remember last year, we kept saying, oh, man, 2015 is going to be awesome year for movies. Badass. What the fuck happened?
Oh, well, you know, hey, you got 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, you got Jupiter Ascending. Didn't you put that on your most anticipated? Oh, wait, no, that wasn't you. That was.
Oh, no, that was CJ's.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, then, hey, you got.
Man, you know that Tomorrowland, man, that shit looks silly as fuck, man. That Kingsman, I don't know about that, man. It just looks like whatever.
Tomorrowland is the best trailer of this year I've seen.
Yeah.
If you ask me. I think it has the most, personally, it looks very open world, imaginations, creativity and shit. It's got a lot going for it. George Clooney narrating in the background going. It's keeping my suspense and mystery up that I don't know what it's about neither. Best trailer I've seen this year, if you ask me.
Yeah, don't tell CJ that.
That nigga don't know shit about every week now it's something about that. And then it's just like, okay, when you butcher that top five, even though there's there's a fucking show on here that does top five. And then, hey, it's each its own, man.
Man,
don't y'all talk about Movies on the Darkness too, by the way?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I understand how you forget shit, whatever, I don't know.
Hey, not gonna understand if you forget, but damn, a better educated guess at least. Shit.
That's exactly what I told him.
Shit, dude. I mean, fuck. No, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, man, next question comes from Tom Brady. Super Bowl winner, Tom Brady.
Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady.
That brother's filling up them hand fingers. He's like, hey, kiss the ring, bitch.
That's right.
He says, what is your favorite time traveling film, guys? Shit, I know your favorite time traveling is winning the Super Bowl, so
I even time travel.
Back to the Future.
You know what? I think I might have to agree with you.
Yeah, that's mine. I love Back to the Future. Everybody's got their 80s film that they love. Some people love Rambo, Rocky, Terminator. Mine, though, is Back to the Future. Man, I love Back to the Future.
Yeah, I think mine is type 2 Back to the Future and Terminator.
Terminator? Okay. Mine, my favorite 80s were, obviously, Back to the Future, man. That is my shit. Probably have to go with Terminator, but I'm gonna pick something now. I'm trying to think now. I was huge on Predators, when that came out, but.
That wasn't time travel, though.
No, I mean, like, just,
80s films?
Yeah, 80s in general at that time. I was huge. I love that fucking Predator creature, but obviously they ain't fixed that since since the Adrian Brody film.
Yeah.
I don't even think they know what to do with that fucking creature or nothing like that.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, man. I like that Predator's film.
Yeah, I love the Predator creature himself, but I like his whole method. He just don't go out attacking random people and shit like that, you know? I think that's a cool concept that clearly people that work on these films don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
I think that's been said with the Predator 2, Alien versus Predator 1 and 2. And jeez, them films are horrible.
They were fucking dreadful.
Hey, man, you never know. You can get another one.
Yeah, I'm talking about that sequel or a reboot to Predator. It's supposed to be a Shane Black production, but I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, I remember you had brought it up, I want to say last summer on The Darkness, where we was talking about it, and that was the only word we ever heard about it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, this came with the news, and that was the last we heard of it.
Yeah, damn, I forgot all about that. Yeah, I was so glad you brought that up. I was like, damn, they're not talking about that at all. I wonder, is he keeping it a secret, or was that a rumor that Shane Black was attached to it? I thought it was...
No, I believe that was official.
Yeah, I don't think that was a rumor. I remember that being official when you read that news story. That was an official piece of news that Shane Black was attached to it, but I ain't heard shit about him on that.
Right.
I guess they probably rewatched those movies and was just like, I don't know what to do with this, bro.
Yeah, we just saw Prometheus, son. Yeah.
Oh, man, you should be here when my buddy gets here. That I hope he comes back by telling you that motherfucker will defend Prometheus like a motherfucker. Just,
how?
That dude, he's one of those alien lovers, and he'll just fucking sit up there and. Pretty much, he's like one of the Wachowski lovers. He will defend that shit to the grave. He'll admit it too. I'm a fanboy of aliens. I'll defend that shit to the grave, whatever. It's like, alright, man. you defend that last Aliens game too, right?
Yeah.
That one that came out, what was it, 2 years ago?
That was that was Alien vs. Predator, right? The game? That's the one you're talking about? Doing a Colonial Marines.
Colonial Marines. I was like, Marine something or whatever and shit. Yeah, that one. You defend that too, bro? Now, you gotta admit, that game had happened. No, the fuck it did not. Oh, this nigga will come up with any fucking excuse, but I swear. Damn, I just realized I got a friend for every goddamn sci-fi that'll defend that shit to the death. Got one for The Matrix, got one for Aliens, got one for Wachowski. Shit, man. Oh, man, Cody, let's go. Let's get into some more questions, though.
Alrighty.
Oh, man. Amethyst Chaos, she says, so how do you guys feel about there being another John Wick movie in the works? Cody, did you ever see the first one?
I haven't seen the first one yet.
Oh, man, a lot of people's been checking it out, like, this month, checking it out, because I guess it came out on VOD and Blu-ray or whatever, so, I finally got around checking, because I didn't get to see it when it came out, that movie's badass.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty fun, man. I heard it's a good time at the movies, so.
Yeah.
Hey, if they capitalize on that, replicate that for the sequel, sure. I haven't seen it yet, but hey.
If you're curious to check it out, I say stream it on Amazon or for about $2.99. Get that standard high definition version, $3.99 or whatever and shit. Check it out there. You'll spend about $4 and you'll check it out and you'll see a badass action flick.
Okay, cool.
I do recommend it. It's pretty bad. You know what? That came out of a nice year, too. We had stuff like The Raid, Captain America, then John Wick. I was like, oh, a year that amped up action film. Oh, and then Expendables 3, obviously, too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, well. That's solidified action.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny. We had three. You had three action films that came from actors that never got into action, whatever. And then you got a film that nothing but about action. That was the worst one out of all of them. The worst one out of all of them.
Goddamn shame.
But I heard this John Wick sequel. I don't know if they were being funny or not, but this one's about a cat. And I'm like, hey, why not? Fuck it. Why not? It says something about he's avenging a cat this time. I was just like, okay. People are saying this is Keanu Reeves' best movie, too.
Okay.
Hey, that's not that hard to,
not really.
It's not that hard to go off of. I mean, the brother has had a resurgence as of lately with his smaller films, but as far as his main releases, that's not that hard to, triumph over. I mean, what has he got? The Matrix and and even The Matrix is questionable because that movie wasn't loved because of his ass. So.
No.
So, although I gotta say he was the best actor choice for that role though, because no other actor can deliver a what the fuck look better than Keanu Reeves.
Whoa,
dude. This is like space time 20, you know? It's like, just whoa. That would have been a completely different movie if Will Smith would have been attached to that.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
He would have reactions and everything to it, whatever. The best thing about Keanu, I think he was really the best thing of that whole trilogy, is just the look on his face. It's like he exonerated what the audience had on their face. Just, The fuck is this? Cynthia, she says, ha ha, so P1, how do you feel about CJ needing you to live?
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
Say what?
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear about this, did you?
No.
Yeah, we were talking. I forgot we brought you up on the darkest. I forgot exactly what we were talking about.
He needs me to live, huh?
Like, yeah, you know what? I need P1 to keep my heartbeat. I need
P1. Oh, was it about me fucking his vacation up?
Something like that. I forgot what it was.
I bet it was.
Yeah, man. He admitted it, and he said it multiple times. He's like, "Yep, I need P1 to live."
That's funny coming from someone that says I need to die. So he needs me to live, huh? I said, "Damn."
You to keep his heart beating.
Wow. Damn. Wow. Brother doesn't see nothing wrong with saying that too, huh?
Nope. I told him. I said, man, you just gave P1 feel for the entire year.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because I'm about to ride that to the goddamn. And he didn't see nothing wrong with that, huh?
Nope. He didn't see nothing wrong with it.
Wow, I bet he even questioned you about it too. It's just like, I don't see what your problem is, Cody.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's what he kept saying. How do I give him a feel? What are you talking about, man? Okay, all right, CJ. Like I know. Just wait. Just like wait a week or two. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
I know this nigga all too well. Just know what he gonna say. Damn, he don't see nothing wrong with that, huh? All right, well.
And those are his words.
About to ride his ass now. Need me to live, huh? Damn, is that that's a compliment? Wow.
That's what I said. That's what, I don't know how he doesn't realize that.
I take it he's trying to say that in a negative way, right?
I guess.
But
it didn't
why?
Come across that way at all.
It doesn't come across that at all now. Needs me to live. Well, Cynthia, how I feel about that is, you know, everyone, a lot of people needs a little P1 in their life to live, you know. Sometimes you can help create life if you have a little P1 in you. maybe that's what CJ was trying to get at. I don't know. But maybe CJ finally came out that closet and saw a photo of me and was just like, you know what?
You know what? He did say the doctor said it was a new him this year. I don't know, man. Maybe you're onto something.
Oh, maybe he's trying to use that as an excuse. It's just like, that can't be my child because, you know, I play for the other team.
Why not be some shit? All this to avoid a child. He just turns homosexual. Like,
you, up to this. And you know what I would love for that to happen too? I would love for the three of us to be out and the finest chick at the place comes up to him. And that motherfucker is sweating bullets and shit. I'd be like, because I would tell that chick, oh, don't worry talking to him. He's actually, you know, homosexual. So, oh, well, that's a shame because I was willing to do everything and anything he wanted, whatever. Yeah, it's a shame. He's homosexual, though, whatever. That motherfucker would be sweating. Anything and everything, huh? Can you name some of those things? She just started naming some shit. It's like, all right. Shit. Well, hey, you know what? Since he's home in Canada, let me buy you a drink then. See you, Cody Thomas. CJ, you really gonna play this act now? You gonna let that walk? You gonna let P1 go drug her right now? That motherfucker walks away, just sweating.
Oh,
and shit.
Man, that'd be a lovely scenario.
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah, CJ, please come out the closet if that happens. I'd love it.
You walking away, me just. Having a shit eating grin on my face, slapping it.
Oh, man. I come back with a dude for him. Her brother.
I'm like, hey, you say you're gay, CJ, here you go.
Here you go, bro. That's it. Matter of fact, hey, you know what, CJ, you come to California? I got a four in my unit, so I'll hook you up, bro. And every one of them, different race.
Or is one of them white and blonde by any chance?
Yep. I got a white one, I got a white Asian, and a black one. So you got the choice, bro.
Oh, yeah, if it was black one.
The black one is the most devious of them all. So, yeah, that'd be the one I'm definitely going to hook you up with. Yeah, so, yeah, CJ, hey, man, I appreciate you needing me to live. I'm going to ride the fuck out your ass now about this. Need me to live. Damn.
Man, he just opened the floodgates, man. He has no idea.
So if I was to die, that means CJ would die then, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that mean I'd be stuck in hell with his ass. There would be no getting away from that nigga.
You guys are like your own little corner right there.
Wow. Oh, man. This is sweet, man. You know, this is, I don't know what to say about this, man.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, if you want.
It really is, man. Hey, CJ, let's go watch 300 together.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, you guys should watch 50 Shades of Grey together.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 50 Shades of Grey, man. And then, you know, obviously I'm the man in the relationship, so I'll go watch Kingsman afterwards or whatever. Because obviously you're going to be the receiver, so. So, you know, I don't think you know how to put it in right, if you ask me, but.
Oh, Jesus.
I like it a certain way, so. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, okay, I think I need you to purify my brain right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, next question comes from Stephanie Latour. How do you guys feel about the Poltergeist reboot coming this summer? I absolutely love the original and excited to see Sam Rockwell in this reboot. I have not seen the trailer for the new one, so.
I haven't seen the trailer, and probably going to say something I'm going to get shit for. I haven't even seen the original.
Oh, okay. I know a lot of people ain't seen that original, though.
Yeah, so I know it's supposed to be a film buff and all that, but no, I've never seen Poltergeist.
You ain't missing shit. Oh, anyway. Personally, with this just comes to definitely, I just don't want to see horror films, so.
Mm-hmm.
But the original was PG, and this one, they saying it's for kids now, something like that, so.
Right, I heard about that.
So I don't know. Does that mean they're gonna do something different, or because there's only one kid actor in here? So I'm like, how do you make this for kid? I'm curious to see how that works out, just because of that statement or whatever. But I don't know if this is gonna be a PG rating as well. I mean, because then that'd be easy. Then I mean, this is PG. But shit, then again, hard the movies nowadays feel PG. They don't show you shit. So
yeah, that's true.
So I don't even see where the difference is between that. I mean, you got these PG-13 horror films. Nobody fucking dies in the film. There's no blood. You don't see the creature or monster until, like, the last 2 minutes of the fucking film. It's just a bunch of human characters walking around talking shit and getting paranoid. So, I don't really have any negative or positive. I'm in the middle of a meh. I don't care.
Right on.
Like Sam Rockwell, though. Glad to see he's getting some work.
Yeah. Sam Rockwell, man.
That is one thing we complain about these horror movies. They just get any fucking generic ass actor that they just picked up off the street. So it's nice to see that they got actors in here that are actually like or credible at least. They ain't Trey Songz. So I'm sorry, he single handedly killed that fucking franchise. That Texas Chainsaw shit. That shit is horrible, dude.
Yeah, he was pretty fucking dreadful in that film.
Yeah, that was some ridiculous ass shit I've seen. That nigga can't even kickbox correctly. I was like, damn, nigga, can you do anything correctly in this fucking film? Shit.
All I know is that dude just take his shirt off. That's about it.
In which, mind you, and Jupiter's Ascending, Tatum's got his shirt off for a good 15, 20 minutes in this film. I was like, damn, anytime you going to put your shirt back on, bro? See, you're not. All right, then. Shit. Daryl says, would you guys consider this week just as bad as last week with movie news? You got the new Furious 7 trailer. That ridiculous ass. I saw that trailer and was just like.
Did you see the new one, the 3-minute one?
Yeah, the one where the car jumped from the.
Oh, my.
Man. So this is what this franchise been leading up to.
Wow, dude. Each and every film, man. Wow.
They do everything with these motherfucking cars, dude. Like, these cars are damn near sidekicks to them.
Man, dude. And people eat this shit up.
I know I haven't seen the movie, but what was the point of dropping the cars from a plane? How about y'all just drop from the plane and find your way to your cars? Like, what? Man. Like, I'm confused about that. Like, why all the work of putting these cars to work when it'd be a lot easier just to hide the vehicles and parachute down to them?
Yeah, I'm at the point now, man. I'm just going to stop questioning shit with this franchise.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense. Like, when I do the review, I'm probably just going to give a rating and just not even say shit. Because I'm just like, what's the fucking point? What's funny about this is, what makes this ridiculous-ass shit get a pass compared to most of the ridiculous shit?
Thank you.
Like, okay, people were talking about Taken 3. How ridiculous some of that shit. I'm just like, you the same motherfuckers that sit up here in Fast and Furious and eat that shit up, though.
My God, Fast and Furious, man, that is some next level shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just comes from watching this trailer, man.
Oh, that trailer it did not hold back.
I think it outdid, it outdone the previous, like, three movies.
Yeah, I think it outdid all of them, actually. I think, really, it outdid all of them. This series is just finding a way of trying to outdo one another.
Yeah, it amazes me each time.
It baffles the shit out of me, but...
Yeah, I mean, that in a good way.
Yeah. So he says, you got the new Furious 7 trailer, possibly more Hunger Games films.
What?
Oh, yeah, I read about that, too. They're talking about prequels and sequels now for it. I'm just like...
Oh, for...
I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I don't want to see no fucking prequel to this shit. Just end it. It's going to end this year. End it. They've already talking about, oh, there's so much more that we can do this. And they're talking about, like, there could be a possible prequel to find out how it got to the Katniss Everdeen thing. I'm just like, ah, nobody cares about her. She's boring.
Fuck, okay.
And he says, and a Neighbors 2 on the way.
That doesn't even sound as bad as other shit.
that's not that bad. I mean, that movie, I don't think it was funny, but it wasn't bad, so... But personally, I'm just tired of comedy sequels and all that. Especially these comedies that are they were meant for one movie.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, okay, may not be as bad as last week, but all this sounds like shit. Yeah, I agree completely with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a notch below last week, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a notch, but it's still pretty fucking horrible.
If last week was a 10, this is a 9.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, well, you forgot to mention, though, Daryl, throw in that Tusk. spinoff, and
you know, that's a fucking 10.
You throwing that tough spinoff, and yeah, then bam,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, two horrible fucking weeks. Fuck that. Yeah.
Hey, for me, you throwing Soul Plane, that's a goddamn 10. So shit, hey, it's an automatic goddamn 10 right here. So yeah. Yeah, fuck this, man. Jesus Christ, man. February, off to a good start, aren't we? Black History Month.
Yes. And that's not even the worst part.
Nah. Almost like Black History Month got forgotten. Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, he says, all right, since you asked, that Attack on Titan spinoff, No Regrets, has been released in December of last year. Oh, then damn, I'm behind.
Yeah, shit. Wow, okay.
I need to look that up now. Of December of last year, and another episode coming in April 2015. Wait, you said another episode, so only released one episode in December?
Yeah, that's kind of... you mean episodes is like in movie form? Just call it an episode?
Yeah, yeah. Is it like an hour then? Because then I'd give that, but if it's like 22 fucking minutes, then...
A long fucking break.
Yeah, that's a long damn break. Shit. But he says another episode coming in April 2015, but that's only in Japan as far as I know. Okay, well, they got some weird ass release dates then.
Seriously.
No word on if they'll bring this to the States yet, although I think it's likely that they will.
Yeah, I will find a way to watch it.
Yeah, I was about to say. AnimeFlave.com. Anyway. Watch that shit one way or another. I don't need to see the American version. I can see the Japanese version. Alright, my question is, Ben Mac 2.0 spinoff, what is it about?
This one featuring Levi, right?
Levi, right? Yeah, okay. So is it like a prequel spinoff, or is it like in the middle, or is it after Attack on Titan?
Yeah, there's a mixture of all of those.
Yeah, that's what I want to know now, because obviously I ain't going to be able to see this for a while, so... You seem to be knowing more about this than I do, so go ahead and fill this info in, since we ain't never going to hear from CJ to give it, but...
Come on now.
Shit.
Of course not.
Yeah. Tiffany, she says, hey, P1, what's going on with that blog of yours? Seems to be updated, but not organized as the site is. Think you'll get around to putting work into it? No. Also... It's too far in the game for that now, baby. Come on. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Also, how about that Pinterest page? Man, I forget about that shit, so I'm sorry. I don't even know what the fuck Pinterest is, shit.
Yeah, me neither.
Also, do you guys have Instagram? No.
I have one. I don't know if you'd be interested in it. It's just a bunch of pictures of beer and Batman.
The two B's. All you need is a spoiling bastard, and there you go.
I mean, if that's your thing, then you can go ahead and follow me at Khodis, that's Khodis. So
that's his white name. Yes.
Have at it if you feel the need.
Sir Khodis Williams. Yes. That nigga's part of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen right there.
That's the name I use in every RPG I play.
Khodis Williams, yes. Fucking sounds like Alfred should be calling him over there. Sir Khodis Williams is at the door, sir. I don't have Instagram. Shit, I didn't have any social media before I started this site. So I was he was like, how did you avoid it this many years? It's simple. I talk to people. But I will say the best point of social media is it allows me to talk to a lot of our foreign international people. So that's one of the great things about it. Pinterest, man, I've always talked about I should look at that and hook that up. But I just don't know what the fuck to do with it personally. It's like... It's supposed to be like Instagram from what some people was telling me. It's like Instagram, you know, so.
Okay.
But for women.
Instagram for women, okay.
Yeah, apparently, because there's nothing but women on there, from what I was told from some other chick, so.
Right on.
They were talking about them. You should like that the most, then, people. I was like, well, then.
I was going to say, yeah.
Well, then I said, well, then let me get up on that, then. The blog itself, yeah, I guess it's updated, like you said, to a certain extent, but it doesn't have, like, I guess, organization as the site does. And then mainly the blog itself is, I guess, just to keep it going, or more of, like, just because it's tied in with Google. And Google got a lot of platforms that we use and shit like that, you know, obviously with the Alexa link and shit like that. So it helps in that sense to spread the word around, you know, the Google ads or whatever and shit. So I guess I should probably update that more. It's going to take a while, though, Tiffany. So if you're looking for that now, I know you're probably not, because you can just obviously go to the site and do that. But it's going to take a fucking while, because I got a lot of fucking organization to do in there then.
Right.
Main page is fine. Videos, events, and all that shit, whatever. It's just adding all the extra shows that we've been doing so far in their own category, if you will. But that's what the site is for.
There you go.
I really need to, one thing I need to do is, since we got so many of these fuckings now, the recap, I really need to fucking organize that on the site. Uh-huh. It's fucking, what, like 3 or 4 fucking recaps on here, so shit.
Right.
Gots to get into that, doing that, but, then obviously having the 1 month shows, such as, you know, Darkness, well, Darkness movie's already there, Review the Bastard, people seem to be liking that, so that'd probably get added as well, so.
Cool.
Got some questions from Jupiter Ascending, man.
Ascending.
Yeah, Jupiter ascended, all right.
Yes, she did.
Jupiter into fucking obscurity, but David Cliff says, "Damn, guys, what's happening to sci-fi? I remember when this genre was the higher commodity to films. I remember that too. I'm sure CJ is giving this a pass after hearing him loving Elysium." I always love every time we talk shit about Elysium, he just go like, well, you know, it just related to me, you know, because of the healthcare thing. It's like, the hell that got to do with you, nigga? The hell does that got to fucking do with you?
I tell you, dude, he finds the most awkward elements of movies, man. He just focuses on that shit, how it relates to him, apparently.
Yeah, like, I didn't get that. I remember when it first came out, he was just like, well, because I didn't have a job and I didn't have health insurance. I was like, what the fuck? What does that got to do with anything still? Like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we all have problems, CJ, but that doesn't mean you need to get beat over the fucking head with it in the film. And you're supposed to enjoy it. No.
I don't see how that relates anyway. You know, you can still get health insurance without having a job, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of that, CJ, or anyone for that matter. The health insurance is out there without work. But hey, to each his fucking own, I guess.
Yep.
As for me, this film was a fucking mess and made me really not care for this genre at all anymore. Damn.
Jesus.
Jupiter Ascending, that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Do you guys think this genre will soon be following comedy and horror soon? Nah. Well, we already said comedy is a very close second to horror right now.
Yeah. Man, I hope sci-fi doesn't fall prey to this shit. I really hope not.
Man, it does seem like we just get one good sci-fi year now, right?
Yeah. That's true.
What was the good one last year?
Shit, I'm trying to remember.
Guardians?
Yeah, I guess you count Guardians.
Well, you know, I want to say outside of the superhero verse, though. Right. It's not comic, but just like straight up sci-fi though. Like, what was the good one?
Snowpiercer.
Oh, and Edge of Tomorrow.
There you go.
Edge of Tomorrow and Snowpiercer. Yeah, those were the two. Damn, and Snowpiercer failed. Oh, that's a shame. The good ones failed and the bad ones succeeded.
Yeah.
Man, 2013 though, that'd be the epitome of bad sci-fi though. That was.
Definitely.
That was some of the worst fucking. It kicked it off with After Earth.
Oh, fuck. That's. Oh, God.
That was the year of Elysium and After Earth and shit. And it's like, oh. Man, yeah, man. I hope it doesn't go that route. Because, yeah, sci-fi is definitely one of my favorite genres. But, sci-fi is almost becoming like hip-hop. You really got to go fishing out the goddamn good sci-fi. To not get some bullshit. I think a lot of sci-fi now, too, is why it sucks so bad, is because two things. Either it's boring as shit, or they go really heavy-handed into the motherfucker.
Right.
Obviously, going back to 2013, After Earth, boring as shit, and Elysium being fucking heavy-handed.
Heavy-handed, yep.
To a T, man. They were knocking that shit over the head. I guess this year is kicking it off with Chappie, right? No, Jupiter Ascending, I guess.
Yeah, well, that kicked it off.
People's considering that to be a fucking fantasy in his own, whatever. But
okay.
So yeah, I guess this film fucking kicked it off, and we are ready to a bad start now. Jesus Christ, man, I never thought about that. Following comedy and horror, huh?
Yep. Man.
I guess I don't know if I can really consider that just because it's not enough of sci-fi, but the ones we get ain't really. Yeah. Last year was a blessing, to say the least. Snowpiercer and Edge of Tomorrow. Obviously, I'm sure there's some great foreign sci-fi films out there because, you know, Snowpiercer obviously being one of them. I see a lot of good foreign films. Edge of Tomorrow, though, that was just. That was a great fucking film that just failed completely.
Yeah. So unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Cody?
What's up, man?
It's about that time.
Uh-oh. There he is.
It is about that time, Cody.
There he is.
To do CJ's favorite segment. Mm-hmm. The top five box office, Cody.
That's right.
And that number five film, man. That's that Paddington Bear.
Still hanging in there, huh?
Still in there, man. Making $5.3 million this week. Damn, this movie will not go away. He's just like, hey, I got lasting power, too.
Yes, it does.
Hey, 150 overseas, 57.2 domestically, worldwide, 208 million.
Damn.
I don't think nobody was expecting that.
No, I wasn't.
I damn sure wasn't either.
I thought
that movie was going to get buried.
Yeah.
Hey, which is a movie I still haven't seen, so... the next one is God fucking second movie, man. The Seventh Son.
Seventh Son.
This is some bullshit. This movie. This shit is boring, first of all. Jeff Bridges, man. Jesus, man. It's getting to a point I can't even stand a word this nigga saying no more.
Mushmouth now?
Yeah, he's pretty much damn near. Wow. Mushmouth with a bottle in his mouth.
Damn, that's horrible.
I don't know what the budget is. They hiding that shit from this movie, but
I'm sure they are.
Dude, this movie brought in $7 million.
That's been on the shelf for like 2 years.
Yeah, it's been on the shelf. Been on the shelf for about 2 to 3 years. Hey, overseas though, it brought in $83.6 million.
Okay.
So overseas is doing well. Worldwide, 90.7 million.
Right.
It's failing over here, so.
Yeah, I don't
want to
see this shit, dude.
Yeah, they are barely even marketing that film over here.
Yeah, I can't blame them.
Why they released this in 3,000 theaters, I have no fucking idea.
Wow.
Hey, but the number three, man, it's another new release. Mm-hmm. You want to take a guess at what it is?
Number three film. Damn.
You are correct. Damn, CJ, you got no excuse. No fucking excuse. Hey, Cody, that movie, you know it cost $176 million, right?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. This movie brought in $19 million, man. Overseas, it brought in $32.5 million. Worldwide, worldwide 51.5 million.
Well, Jim Brand is sending nowhere.
With two movie releases next week, this movie gonna be number five or out the box office.
This shit is gonna get buried.
19 million on 176 million. Man, this movie would be lucky if it could even get to 60 million.
Yeah, you got 50 Shades coming next week, too. I know that's gonna be killing.
Oh, yeah, and, I don't know how Kingsman will do, but I think it'll bring in about 16 million.
I can see that.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna take a guess around 10 to 16 million, so it'll probably easily be number three or two or three. So, yeah, this shit about to get buried as fuck, dude. 176 million.
Wow.
I think this just goes to show Channing Tatum ain't where big budgets are.
No.
Because his last big budget film, White House Down, was doing almost the same amount of numbers here, and that movie was like 150 or something. I was like, why the fuck would you spend 100? Okay, damn.
Where the fuck did that money go?
Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Big star, man. He was. He was Django.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that D is silent. If you didn't know that. Yeah, man, Channing Tatum, apparently his money, where everybody's like, oh, he makes so much money, yeah, that comes with low budgets, apparently. Because his little romantic comedy film they do, the movies only cost $20
million. Right.
22 Jump Street is barely like $50 million, so, yeah. I wonder what Fox is thinking about that Gambit now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, Mark! Keep that goddamn budget low. Oh, man, you know these cards lighting up is going to take a little money, whatever. You better make them goddamn Uno cards. Shit. Get them at the thrift store. Number two film, man. American Sniper.
Of course.
Got dethroned. $24 million, man.
Finally.
$58.8 million was the budget on that, Cody. And, you know, that $282 fucking million, man. Overseas, $79 million. Worldwide, $361
million. Man, fucking monster.
Hey, we called it last week. It's going to make $300 million. It made $20 million this week. So it's,
yeah.
And next week, it's going to be pushing that $300 million now. On a trend where Hollywood said movies don't make $300 million domestically no more.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Hmm. Guardians and American Sniper says differently, but...
Earn those money at the box office.
Yeah. Seems to be more money overseas than it is in America these days. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. If it ain't a superhero film, it ain't gonna make no money over here, then.
Yeah. Like,
American Sniper says, shit, what about that patriotism, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
And the number one film... The SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, really?
Nah, I'm not kidding. Like your reaction. Oh, man, dude. I don't get it. I watched this movie. It's not a fuck it, but it's a low stream it. But my God, man, the jokes are fucking, they are the most generic. Like, somebody was trying to tell me how clever, I was just like, this shit ain't clever at all, man.
Damn, SpongeBob's really a thing, apparently. Okay.
$74 million, though. Okay, I don't know where that money went, but, and it made $56 million, man.
What?
It did the second week of goddamn American Sniper money.
What the fuck?
Overseas, $26.8 million.
Wow.
Worldwide, $82.8 million, man.
$56 million opening week? Wow, okay.
It's gonna make his budget back next week.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Man, okay, I don't get what it is. This is one of those things where you could have watched this shit at home.
Yeah, I kind of got that feeling.
Yeah, because pretty much, and a lot of the reviews are coming out there saying it too, and which I even say it as well. If you're a fan of the TV show and love it still today, then you'll like this movie, but it ain't going to be something that you need to rush out and see. Because they ain't doing a damn thing differently that you ain't seen on that show yet on here. That pirate shit at the that you see in the trailer... That's barely in the fucking movie.
Really?
Yeah. I want to say, that's like the last act of the film.
Hmm.
So, mind you, the marketing on here is telling you something very differently.
Yeah, it's a bit off.
Yeah, so, that's why I was going like, I could have watched this shit at home then.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, people. Damn, $56 million though. Wow.
Okay.
All right, well. SpongeBob Movie 3, Sponge in the Water, coming to a theater near you, I guess. Yeah. Cody, it's time to get in Cody's Blu-rays of the week.
Oh, my time.
Your time to shine, baby.
My time to shine.
Your time to go broke.
Yes, indeed.
And you got some, you got a long list here, Cody.
Oh, got a lot of long list of Blu-rays, man.
Oh, my God. That. Well, hey, do you like VHS?
Are we talking about the format or the movie itself?
The movie itself, man.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the format. Let's get the fuck out of here with that shit. But yeah.
Yeah, you can get that shit. VHS viral, man. Yeah, the trilogy is complete now.
It's like my own VHS trilogy.
I hate this fucking movie. I fucking despise this fucking franchise or whatever and shit. I remember me and Jason watched the second one. It was funny because we watched it after Lehu was talking about how great it was or whatever. Me and Jason watched it. And we both came out and said, that was the stupidest thing we ever saw. And then this one came out last year, and it was just like, wow, they kept this one under the radar like a motherfucker then. Because, yeah, this one was some bullshit. This one, I think, got the worst of reviews, if you ask me. 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, and they all should be in that rate, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck these movies. Another movie, which I didn't see, but I heard it got great word of mouth on it and critiques on it, 97%. That's Life Itself.
Life Itself.
You know what that movie's about?
I do not.
It's about a certain, it's a documentary with a certain critic on the cover of it that we may know and love that may have passed away.
Oh, OK. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think you know where I'm going at with this one.
I know where you're going.
The great Roger Ebert himself.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know great. I went back on some of his reviews, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. Always great to see Cisco give him that look, though. Like, damn, you like this, dude? Especially in that Aliens review. That was hilarious. Next one we got here is The Homesman. That Tommy Lee Jones, Hilary Swank Western.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee Jones said, hey, I may be getting old, but I got something you can use old people in. Westerns.
That's true.
Yeah, so, shit. My face may look like a melted toast in some toaster, but, yeah. You can still use me for this now. I'm perfect for Western.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Cody, I know you're excited about this. Another Melissa McCarthy film.
Oh, lovely.
That's St. Vincent.
St. Vincent, one with a man, Bill Murray.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the movie that approved Bill, that got Bill Murray's approval to put Melissa McCarthy in Ghostbusters. That was like, yes. You know what? She's perfect for it now. I did a movie with her. She's perfect for it.
Wow, so fuck St. Vincent, in other words.
Yes, St. Vincent caused that. Right now, Z is probably kicking himself in the head because he put this on his best of list. The next one, it don't get no more controversy than this film, man. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. It's on Netflix, too, if you want to check it out. The Interview.
Oh, okay. Blu-ray, huh?
Yeah, I don't even know why they released that. It's been on Netflix for like a month now.
Yeah. It's like, who the fuck will buy this? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, The Interview, man. All that hype. All that talk.
Uh-huh.
For a piece of shit.
Yep. That's what I heard, basically.
If people, you want to check this out before it comes out on Blu-ray, you can check it out on Netflix. It's been on there for a while.
Netflix right now. There you go.
I know people that paid for it on VOD is like, motherfucker. All I had to do was wait 2 weeks and this shit would have been on. Okay.
Exactly.
Damn, so people were so fucking, all that comedy, they got them all hyped up in that train and shit and like that. And to realize, wow, Netflix got a hold of it. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, sitting right there for free. Mm-hmm. I still have a desire to watch it.
Mm-hmm. That movie was a waste of my goddamn time. I had saw it before the fucking controversy it came out on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was just looking at it and was just like, man, this movie is fucking, it's horrible, man. Jesus, James Franco, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, he's becoming like a Mark Wahlberg where it's just like, he's like hit and miss now. It's just like, damn, Mark, I know you can do a good performance. And then you see the next movie of his, you go like, God damn, Mark, what was you thinking with this shit? You do this. The same thing goes with James Franco, man. I remember that dude was on a roll at one point.
Yes, he was.
2011. He had The Rise of the Planet of the Apes, man. He had 127 Hours later, whatever the fuck that movie was called. And he went back to comedy that year later, whatever. And his comedy wasn't the best, but it was passable. It was decent. And then I want to say 2 years ago, that motherfucker said, fuck it, I'm just going to be in anything now. So here we are today, The Interview. Now I understand why he did The Interview. Seth Rogen, he buddy buddies with Seth Rogen.
Of course.
And I think they made light of that, and this is the end. How much he loves Seth Rogen. I don't think that was a story. I think that was real life right there.
No. That was all
got an arc with you in it, but yeah. Hey, the next one, Cody. I know you're excited for, especially after his great performance in Jupiter Ascending. Ain't this a bitch to release this movie now, though? The Theory of Everything.
Oh, man. Eddie Redmayne.
Somebody is fucking with this dude, man. Theory of Everything, man. I like this movie a lot. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it a lot. Eddie Redmayne's performance in it was great. Felicity Jones was great in it. It's just a shame he wasn't great in that Jupiter's Ascending.
Nope.
Hey, man, the next one. Oh, another Oscar-nominated film, too.
Oh, okay.
It's Oscar release, baby. Birdman.
Birdman, alright.
Birdman, yes. I heard they're even talking about making a comic with Emma Stone as the character in it.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was bullshit, though. I think it was a joke. Okay. Somebody had did some artwork with her in a Birdman costume. It looked really good, too, by the way.
Okay.
But, yeah, Birdman. So, which looks like one of the fan favorites of this year's Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And the classic film... Cody, I know you was waiting on this.
Oh, what is this being one?
This is Comedy Gold right here.
Oh, classic Comedy Gold.
I told you it was my favorite comedy of the year. You remember that, right?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
That's right.
Love that film, man.
Awesome.
I love how Wayne and Luke just now gotten getting that movie, and it's not on Blu-ray. Jesus, man. It was like, what was the hold up on this movie?
Correct.
It wasn't nothing behind it, but hey, Dumb and Dumber 2, man, people, go check this movie out. It's definitely, without doubt, one of the best comedies you'll ever see.
Yeah, man. Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, return to form, dude.
Everybody wanted that, and a movie that succeeded well, too. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People wanted it. Yeah. They asked for it.
That's right, man. They're like, man, Fairly Brothers, man, it's slipping, dude. But they came back with this one.
Mm-hmm. I personally didn't want this shit, because it was bullshit. I didn't fucking like the first one, let alone this one. Shit. Oh, let me take that back. I didn't like the first two.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Yeah. This is a trilogy. This is a trilogy, Cody.
Yeah, we got a Dumb and Dumber trilogy. That's awesome.
This got to be the first trilogy I've seen that's got a prequel out before the second movie.
Yep.
They were ahead of the game on this one.
Yes, they were.
Dumb and Dumber 3 coming. Oh, how are they going to spell that? With the three backwards, looking like an E?
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. You know that's coming. You know it's coming. This movie made money. I want to say... Damn, I want to say this is Jim Carrey making it, because his last movies didn't make any money. Kick-Ass 2 or The Incredible Burt Wonderstone didn't make money. So, you know, this made money. He's probably sitting back and like, yeah, well, time to make that Dumb and Dumber 3 then. People want it.
Mm-hmm.
And people came out loving this shit.
Yeah.
Sad day we live in, people.
Sad time.
Hey, upcoming movies, man. We got, I'm looking at some shit here. Okay. I'm seeing some shit. But we got that, you know, that Kingsman, the Secret Service, that one that CJ questioned you about.
Yeah. Which, all right, CJ.
Which is funny because this one's getting great reviews. And meanwhile, the one he brought up, Jupiter Ascending, is doing pretty fucking bad right about now.
Oh, man. Case in point.
Critically and financial, by the way.
Right.
And then our trailer talk. Which is, damn, I just looked at the time. A 2-hour fucking movie. Wow. 50 Shades of Grey.
Wait, what?
That movie is 2 hours long.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Alrighty then.
Alright.
Okay, well, alright.
Okay then.
So this is just an interview for the paper.
I like how they try to dress this chick up like a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Grey will see you now.
It's like any dude would be wanting to fuck that chick as soon as she walk into the bar. Come on now. Give me that shit. Oh, that's what I hate about this trailer. It builds up that Beyonce song, the remix, right? Yeah. Crazy. Like, yeah, you can hear that shit in the background.
The epic remix. Redux.
I fucking hate this song.
What about you? Yeah, fine with you.
Oh, what did I just see this song in? Strange Magic?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, you did tell me about that.
Jesus Christ.
Success.
I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele.
I owe my success to tying bitches up. Oh, they got that Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hit the worldwide phenomenon, man.
Mm-hmm.
They put my name in there, so you know it must be something. Cody, I didn't know this was a phenomenon.
Phenomenon, man. They said it right there.
Jesus, man.
Official.
He said, I don't do romance. Nah. I do raping.
Raping and torture. Alright,
that's why. He's like, I don't do romance. I tie bitches up and fuck them. That's how I do it. It's like, okay.
That's romance right there. So romantic. Perfect Valentine's Day film.
Jesus Christ, man. This shit looks so ridiculous, dude. I'll tell you. Is it with that Beyonce? Oh my god. Oh, and look, it's featuring an exclusive version of Crazy in Love by Beyonce. Oh, it's an exclusive version. That's not a remix, that's a version she did.
Oh, excuse me.
Jesus Christ, fuck the fuck out of me then. Shit.
She's a great exclusive.
Wow, so she did an extra song of one of her old songs. I would say the one that kind of made her propel her into popularity. Which was a horrible fucking song in the first place. That everybody is karaoke and shit. I just brought up one movie, Strange Magic and shit.
Yep.
Wow, this movie, man. I'm curious to see this. I am curious to see the, just the see the look on women's face when they realize it ain't the movie they were thinking it was gonna be. I bet it's not even nowhere near as close as the movie they think it's gonna be. Jesus Christ, man. Darkness at the movies. There you go.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
Make CJ go see it.
We should. Somebody left me out of Transformers last year. You shouldn't do that. Fuck that.
You should tell him. The darkness hurts. So, hey, man, we seeing Feet Shape Great this weekend. So, be prepared for that, man. 50 Shades of Grey, man. And you know how you can swing the deal, tell him? It's like, it's going to be nothing but women in that theater.
Yeah, tell him, yeah, nothing but blonde white women, CJ. There you go.
There you go, man. Man. This shit look ridiculous. And, you know, it was no shock that they were going to make a movie out of this. I mean, every woman was talking about that book like crazy. And I was just like, yep, movie on the way.
The book doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be logical. If it makes fucking money, it'll be made into a movie.
You know, and it's funny, too, because a lot of women talking about, oh, you know, it's not about the sex, it's about the love or whatever. I didn't get that from watching this trailer.
Really? This is love right here? Yeah.
Tying a bitch up and beating her to death. Yeah, that's love. Yeah, that's, see, Cody, you don't understand what love is.
Apparently, I don't.
Yeah, apparently. See, that's why, Cody, that's why you'll never get it. Because you ain't never. I'm not into romance. I'm into something different.
That's right.
Yeah, see.
Fuck this is on the screen right now.
Yeah, see, Cody, you ain't gonna never get that. You ain't never gonna be in love, man.
No, I never experienced true love, P1.
Hey, apparently, you'll never will neither if you don't get this concept, yeah, Cody.
Apparently not.
If you don't get this concept, then why are you even on this earth?
That's right.
Yeah, because apparently this is what love is. I got a problem with this. It's like, I'm looking at this dude. Remember the dude from Sons of Anarchy was supposed to be in this? Mm-hmm. People gave him shit about it. I don't see what's so goddamn different about the dude that's in it now.
I don't either, but hey.
Dude look like any generic-ass white dude that I've seen on screen. And I got that from the dude that was on Sons of Anarchy. I was looking at him, I was like, I don't see the difference, to be honest. You ask me. I don't see why he's getting so much hate. I mean, if anything, he was the best thing going in this movie. I was like, well, he comes from a show that's great, so.
Apparently, that character in the book has a very specific look. He didn't match up to that.
Oh, my God.
Went down.
If only we could do that for comic book films.
Huh.
I wonder if motherfuckers would drop out. I don't know, Tyrese. But then again, people are telling him on Instagram, yeah, you should do it. Man, you should do it. It's like, okay.
Hey, man, get that goatee, man. You get to go.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. If only that had some say. People gave Ben Affleck shit. That nigga still Batman. People gave Jesse Eisenberg. That nigga still Lex Luthor. If only that could work in the superhero genre then. As it did for this film.
Right.
That nigga probably got some female death threats or whatever, man. He was like, he was probably at the bar like, yo, babe, you want to fuck me? He's like, ugh, no. Mr. Fake-ass Mr. 50. Mr. Gray, you ain't the Mr. Gray I know. Shit.
50 Shades of Bullshit.
Yeah, that's what you are. You ain't no Mr. Gray. I know Mr. Gray. He is sexy. He is dominant. He has a chiseled chin. What are you? You ain't nothing. He's like, bitch, I'm on Sons of Anarchy. That's the most violent show, one of the most violent shows on TV, whatever. Shit. He's just like, don't anybody watch that show anyways. You ain't even the main star. It's a bitch, what are you? What the fuck? Whatever. It's just like, you ain't never raped a bitch on that show. Okay, you got me there. I ain't never raped a bitch on that show. Wait, you know what he said? Wait a minute, there's rape in this movie? Okay. Yeah, I think I need to. I think I need to drop out of this shit now. Yeah. What you talking about? There's rape. His wife probably told him, honey, you know, they pretty much tie a bitch up in here and it goes against her wishes what they do. What? Yeah. Okay, I gotta drop out.
Yeah, this made the bestsellers list. Yeah.
Yeah. I love how he said it was scheduling conflicts. It was like, nigga, you realize Sons of Anarchy is over now, right?
No, he's bullshit.
Yeah, he's scheduling conflict my ass or whatever. There was no scheduling conflict.
Motherfucker was right.
I fucking got scared. Damn, if only the nerds had that power. They just keyboard gangsters, but you know, hey, these women though, nah, they take that shit serious, bro. Hey, so all you dudes out, you better stop talking shit about that Ghostbusters. Women gonna come after you.
They might do that.
The funny thing is, I only know like 3 people I know that reads that 50 Shades of Grey.
Pill when you see it this weekend.
Hey, maybe I will, you know. Hey, I didn't get it with Twilight because it's funny. I think those movies made that book famous.
Yeah, that was surprised if that was exactly the case.
I never heard nothing about them books until those movies came out.
Yeah, at least with 50 Shades, I heard about it.
Yeah, at least with 50 Shades of Grey. I've heard about the book beforehand or whatever. I remember back in 2012, they were talking about the book and shit when it came out. And how pornographic it kind of was. And, like, oh, they pretty much go against people's will and shit like that. But I remember when I first heard that, I was just like, so who were reading it? They were like, oh, mainly the women. And I was like, it's going to be a movie. It'll be a movie.
Yeah.
But people, man, that's been another edition of Movie Spoilers.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, Cody.
That's it.
Okay. And that went by pretty quick.
Yes, it did.
Damn, even though we talking bullshit for 20 minutes at the beginning of the show. Yeah, talking about Soul Plane, but hey.
Hey, good old Soul Plane.
Good old Soul Plane. But Cody, hey, that has been Movie Spoilers episode 149. I am your spoiling host, the Phenomenal One.
And I am Cody.
And we're glad you people could join us and listening in to this show. And we can't wait to be back next week for episode 150.
Oh, my God. The big 150.
The big 150. I can't wait for us to make it to 150.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Cannot.
I can't wait for us to be 150 years old. Mm.
Man.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. Shit, we'd be lucky to make it to 30.
Yeah, I was going to say.
later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards. We'll be right back.